Good evening. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Very excited tonight to announce that tonight is the return of Lord Jesus, who brought lots of tunes, some of which will be an introduction of said tunes for me too. So we'll have Lord Jesus to entertain us, and speak tonight to whatever extent he feels comfortable. And Asshole of the Week and a couple video reviews. Good night, guys. Saying good night at Radio Volta to Global Exposures. What a great show. And going to start with Human Sexual Response. This is Cool Jerk. Okay, the Reverend saw a really great show on Monday night, which was the Rollins Band, some of which had Circle Jerks vocalist Keith Morris on, and I would say about the first dozen songs. And we'll get into that show later, but going to play a Circle Jerk song and then some tracks from Rise Above. This is from the second Circle Jerks album, Wild in the Streets. This went out to the Christian supremacists of the 80s, Jerry Falwell's organization, Moral Majority, and similar fun-loving people. This is the Circle Jerks' Moral Majority. Fuck, can I make? Okay, two songs from Rise Above. Like the tour, the Rise Above tour, it's a benefit for the West Memphis 3. This CD is various artists. I'm going to play a track by Keith Morris, ex-Circle Jerk, and then Xene and Henry Rollins doing Wasted. This Keith Morris track is Nervous Breakdown.
Turn up the volume, you can hear the shit we play.
You just heard the Letter Bombs doing It's Raining on Prom Night. Exene Cervenka and Henry Rollins did Wasted. Keith Morris did Nervous Breakdown. Iggy Pop did Fix Me. The Circle Jerks did Moral Majority. And started off with Human Sexual Response doing Cool Jerk. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time USA at RadioVolta.org. Relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, plus two micro radio stations in Washington State, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight is the return of Lord Jesus, and I can't wait. Next week, you'll get over that. Next week is an uncertainty because either Jennifer Hunter will be on the show live while she's in town, and you can help by being a new customer, because I don't think she believes that I've been giving plugs for her telephone and online domination service. So you can go to jenniferhunterconsulting.com, or better yet, call her, 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN, and say, the Reverend sent you. And I think she's already acting like a dom. She's like, how come they don't call me? How come they're not, you know, ringing the phones off the hook? And I say, I don't know. It's mostly a phone service. And then she does internet domination. I don't know how you do that. It's funny because I can't even imagine her behaving that way. Like, you know, we talk about health shit.
Webcam domination?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is mic even working?
It should be. I hope you're hearing Lord Jesus. You know what? Your phallic mic doesn't work as well. That was a problem with the last guest. I'd say something now and I'll watch the levels.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, Lord Jesus has spoken and said hello, everybody. So, don't know when he's Lord Jesus, don't know exactly when Jennifer Hunter is going to be here, or if she is, but that might be next week. If not, we'll do a kind of a foreplay to the July 4th protests of what was supposed to be Bush's appearance in Philadelphia for the opening of the new Constitution Center, but he is punking out. He is a coward. He didn't want to go, probably because of all the demonstrations, so he's going to do something totally safe and sanitized and public relations and media friendly and speak to troops again. But the action, the anti-war action and Bush protests are happening anyway. So, if you want to see a Philly area site for that, it's a national action, but there's a Philly site, defenestrator.org, in which people are organizing all kinds of stuff pertaining to that event. So we might do a foreplay show next week. Still getting all kinds of feedback for the show for the brokenhearted. The Peace and Healing Show, which is growing so big, it might be two-part shows even the first time I do it, and it looks like it's going to be a regular thing. So tune in early, because I start a couple minutes early for the AtheistNetwork.com broadcast. It needs to start 3 minutes early because of some kind of delay thing. I'm not sure how that works, but that will be in July, and probably real soon the rehab shows for priests, and you might want to help with that, Lord Jesus. We're going to rehabilitate priests, introduce them to adult sexuality, and try to get them to look at people who are older than 12, and, you know, kind of transition them. So it'll be partial, like the Peace and Healing Show, it'll be part serious and part clinical and part all that kind of stuff, as well as the usual humor and whatever. And I'm not sure what's happening with shows after that. There's going to be some time off, also possibly next week, and there's going to be some invites that are going to be too irresistible to resist. and similar with guests. And if a guest is in town only for a week, I'll have to postpone a planned show and have that guest come on. Let's see. Since there's two of us here, I will announce the instant messenger. If there's too much of an overload, we will have to ignore it, and it won't be to be rude or to diss anybody, but only because...
No, I'll take care of it. We don't have to ignore it.
Lord Jesus will take care of it. So it's Volta Radio at AOL's Instant Messenger that goes right to us here in beautiful West Philadelphia.
That's one word, Volta Radio?
Volta. I'm pretty sure. It's on the website. If you're at RadioVolta.org, you can click on the listen page. And Lord Jesus is communicating with Rainbow Woman. And okay. Tell her hi. And there's a lot of stuff to cover, and a couple of birthday dedications, and a lot of music, a lot of plugs to try to get in. I can't wait to hear the Lord Jesus music. And, welcome to the show. Speak to the extent that you feel comfortable. I know we heard a couple of song titles.
I don't even know. Is this microphone even working?
It should be, because those little penile things are zigging across the dial. And yours is way louder than mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah.
If I get really close on it, I guess it is.
Yeah. You have to act like you're in a porn movie, and that thing is Ron Jeremy's member.
You're stuck talking into that microphone stand, and I've got the mobile.
Yeah, you have the mobile, and I can't move. I probably do look like I'm in a scene, but that's okay.
Well, that was my point.
I see. So you are communicating something to me as to how this looks, which would make it really interesting if we do go video streaming, which is a plan Pastor Bader is trying to make for us to do the video streaming.
Oh.
Yes. So if you think live guests are nervous now on radio, wait till it's video streaming, although some, like Lisa Bouchelle, will love it, performing on video as well as net radio broadcasting. Well, Lord Jesus, welcome to the show. What a delight it is to have you back again.
And no coffee.
I am sorry for that. You are also a Java fiend, as is the Reverend. Both of us have seen shows recently that were absolutely fantastic. You, Lord Jesus, saw X.
I saw X, the original band, play at PLA last Sunday. That was a very, very nice show.
Yes, and the Reverend saw on Monday night the Rollins Band show at TLA, benefit for the West Memphis 3, including the parts where Keith Morris was on vocals, and what an awesome, awesome opening band that's local called Hell and Back and the Straight Razors. And they have no recorded music for the Reverend, but we have hooked up, and you will hear from them in the future on the show. They were awesome. And even got to meet the hardcore male and female Hell and Back and the Straight Razors groupies, one of whom might come on the show. And that was also cool. Keith Morris was good as an opening singer. And then the rest was Henry Rollins live. It was awesome. Tonight's show is dedicated to Henry Rollins and Keith Morris for doing that killer show and doing it for a great cause, the West Memphis 3, and playing pretty much all of the early Black Flag stuff, pretty much all of the material that was included on the Rise Above CD, a various artist CD, all Black Flag songs, as was the show, all Black Flag songs. Rise Above tour information and CD is at henryrollins.com, and information to free the West Memphis 3 is at wm3.org. And again, tonight's show is dedicated to Henry Rollins and Keith Morris. And hello to everybody who was at that show that the Reverend met. And What an awesome show. I recommend it if it comes to a city reasonably close to you. And you went to see X. Where was that?
I was actually at the same place you were the night before.
It was that?
The night before you went. Sunday before the Rollins show.
Okay, I see. Oh, Lord Jesus. We need a miracle right now. Somebody with genitals that don't function need to abuse not just one person or an entire family, but an entire community with an extremely loud siren. Shall we pray that that person's genitals restore to functioning capacity?
I gotta work up the prayer.
Think about it.
Prayer isn't something that comes easy for me.
Okay, we'll do it like this. Stick your hand up and say, Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the abuser who is blasting an excessively volume fire siren and subjecting this fine West Philadelphia community.
Lord, what he said.
Lord, what he said. Okay. So you did like the X show?
It was an awesome show, actually. I was quite surprised to see the original band.
Yes. And they played a full set?
Yeah, I played about an hour and a half.
Okay, that was good.
Was very nice.
Rise Above was full length. It's a whole set, and like there were like five encore songs. And what
it's
I
like sort of a Black Flag workshop or something.
It was like, I'm not kidding, it was like a real Black Flag show.
Oh, okay.
The music was awesome. It was not like these horrible, horrible reunions, like these ex-Beatle tours or the reunion of Crosby, Stills, and what's his name.
But Greg Ginn, no Greg Ginn.
No Greg Ginn.
It was like the Led Zeppelin tours where they didn't invite John Paul Jones.
Yeah, kind of like that, except that they played good.
Okay.
Unlike Page and Plant, it was as if the old tour was a year ago, and that's the difference between some of the dinosaur era reunions that suck and the ancient punk bands that reunite and play really great. Although one exception to the 60s reunions sucking, one of the greatest acts from the 60s who's still great when touring now is Wayne Kramer of the MC5.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still great to see him.
Wayne.
Yes, testify. So you responded to my telling you that we're doing a show for the brokenhearted. We're doing a peace and healing show in a couple of weeks, or maybe a month, possibly in two parts. The avalanche, the nerve this was touched, the incredible feedback has prompted this from being something I'll do someday to something I'm going to do as soon as possible. Are you going to work on that with me? Maybe some of the music? Or
sounds good, or appearance or something?
Anything.
Okay.
Because this is a whole new territory. But that's going to come, again, tune in a couple minutes early. It's going to be serious, but with
healing,
humor.
Yeah, we have to leave our sarcasm home.
Well, no, because I think what out of all the people who are breaking up, separating, divorcing, or for any reason going through a heartbreak, it seems like a part of it is going through like a little bit of aggression or a little bit of sarcasm and sick humor. And so there's going to be some songs to get that out. It's going to be therapeutic.
People that need healing from the insane TV news in this country, the insane direction this country's headed. What about that kind of healing?
Well, yeah, healing can transfer. Like, if somebody's saying, well, I'm not heartbroken and I'm not bumming out and none of my friends are, so I don't have to even play the show for them, maybe there is some other kind of healing just from all the sickness in this age of the rogue Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban making things more repressive and insane in this nation. So I think the healing can transfer to whatever it is that somebody...
Okay, so it's not going to be just Nazareth Records.
There will be no Nazareth Records on the Peace and Healing Show, I promise. There is one really horrible thing I was almost going to do, and I'm not going to do it, but the Ultimate Bummer Record, if you are crying right now because of another human leaving you or about to leave you or whatever...
It's a waste of energy, but go ahead.
It is, but sometimes people need to do that. They need to play all these songs and all that, but the worst of this, and it's an entire album, it's the whole record, the recording that Dan Fogelberg did right after his divorce, and I'll talk about it that night during the Peace and Healing Show, right after his marriage ended, he did an album where the entire album is a bummer. It's every song, it's every fucking song. It's called Exile, and if you really want to bum yourself out, which I guess has a little bit of therapeutic value for a little while, if you don't overdo it or do it for too long.
It's like, how can I feel worse? How can I feel worse? Oh, hold on. There's this Dan Fogelberg.
Yes. If you want to feel worse, by Exile by Dan Fogelberg. I'm not going to play any of it during the Peace and Healing Show, although I am going to play some.
You should play it backwards, maybe. You should get it in, like, backward mask it or something.
Yes. Hello, everybody who was at the birthday party last night of Diane Fornbacher from the Drug Policy Forum of Tri-State, dpfts.org. And we're going to play you a song later. And, oh, there's just so much love in the air. So many things to celebrate. There's even more stuff to celebrate, but we'll get into that later. And hello and love to Dr. Susan Block and everybody who protested the anti-dancer law in L.A. That's right, it's not the Taliban. It's not the religious nuts who are taking over Iraq, both Islamic and Christian. It's not Afghanistan. It's not Saudi Arabia. It's Los Angeles. And that was a big victory. We're going to celebrate that later. Play a song for Dr. Susie. Lord Jesus, shall we go back to the music?
That sounds good.
All right, we're going to play a song. We're going to go back in time to an era called the 1960s. And actually, it's not on yet. This is by Barry McGuire. And the track is Eve of Destruction. Lord, make this machine work. Is that on?
Uh-huh.
All right. Lord Jesus, make this work. We need a miracle. I don't hear shit.
It should be playing now. That's the wrong...
Okay. All right. Do we have a turntable that works?
No, it doesn't look good for Barry McGuire.
It does not look good. Alright, both CDs work, and the record player does work.
I told you,
this
is not, we
dial.
Do not have enough stimulants
here. Lord Jesus did this to me. Barry McGuire. Thank you, Lord.
Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war. But what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over. understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't with the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Then take a look around, just tell me, Alabama, you may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the frightened disgrace, you can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to stay great. And tell me, over and over again, my friend.
scum a gun and make the bugger fight. And be sure to have deserters shot on sight. If he dies, we'll send a medal to his wife.
Okay, gonna play CD that was kind of fucked up earlier, at least on a different CD player while driving earlier. However, we're gonna attempt to play a song. This goes out to a friend of Lord Jesus and Reverend Bookburn, Cindy Wildflower, and people who are into the rainbow scene and the anti-war scene and what have you, peace, love, and Ben and Jerry's and rainbow gatherings. Check her out. She is awesome. Lord Jesus says hello, Cindy. This goes out to Cindy Wildflower. You can check her out at wildflowerdesire.com. And this goes out to you. This is the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. And the song is, Suppose They Gave a War and No One Came. Play. No One Came. Alright, so far it's playing.
This is an African tribal chant that we wrote called Suppose They Give a War and No One Comes.
Mana lala!
Wula wanga!
Nana!
Wunga hula!
Suppose they give a war, and no one comes. I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
We have a dedication. This is to the birthday boy, and even though... Oh, could you get that? Even though we played him a song last week... We're going to play a song for Bill Baird, whose birthday was, I'm pretty sure, the 20th, who spent it continuing fighting for reproductive services, freedom and lifestyle freedom, access to legal and safe birth control and abortion by facing down the American Christian Taliban in that Nazi state of Missouri, and more on Missouri later. So, we're going to send him another birthday song. Lord Jesus, do you want to tell us what we're going to hear?
Yeah, I really hate to link the Stanley Brothers with this, but the words of the song are, they've come into a whole nother context.
Okay, so, it's the Stanley Brothers, and what is this called?
It is an old gospel song called Somebody Touched Me.
Ooh, Somebody Touched Me. All right, you're hearing on The Reverend Is In, Somebody Touched Me. This goes out to the birthday boy, Bill Baird.
Somebody singing, somebody touched me while I was singing, somebody touched me while I was singing, somebody touched me, must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me, glory, 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 somebody touched me, glory, 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 somebody touched me, must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
Tonight, going out of my mind. tonight. Out of my mind tonight. Blow you blind tonight.
Would you like to come along?
I'd like to come along.
I've got drugs.
Where you going, man?
I've got drugs.
Can I come wherever
I've
they
got
can?
Drugs. I've
I'll
got
be
blues.
Dope. I'll be a dope man.
Out of the mist, there's a pimp. Out of the mist, there's a hooker. Out of the mist, there's a priest. Out of the mist, out of the mist, how could I miss you with your drugs? Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your druggy ways? Out of the mist, out of the mist, out of the mist, I kissed your lovely drug-filled lips. You sleazy prostitute, where's your pimp friend? Where's your pimp friend and your priest? As he stood there and lectured to me on how I should live about.
Fucking priest with a yeast infection.
A drug problem that never existed. Out of the mist, I kissed your drug-filled lips.
Lord Jesus, that was such a beautiful song. Thank you for bringing that.
Beauty is the word.
You just heard from the Lord Jesus collection, The Frogs doing I've Got Drugs. Ivar Avenue Review did Ride Mama Ride. Stanley Brothers did Somebody Touched Me. Kim Fally did Animal Man. And the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band did Suppose They Gave a War and No One Came. The Kinks did Yes Sir, No Sir, and started off with Barry McGuire doing Eve of Destruction. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is the return of Lord Jesus.
With no coffee.
Who is not pleased about the fact that there is no coffee here. And there's none of my coffee goddesses from the diners to serve you and hear about the Reverend show and et cetera, et cetera. All right, you're going to load the CD player?
All right, well, when we go to this healing show, we need...
All right, when we do the healing show...
We definitely need some supplies.
We need supplies. Okay, Lord Jesus is volunteering to help with the Peace and Healing show for the heartbroken in a couple of weeks.
It's going to be too much fun.
Yes, it's going to be fun. We'll bring tissues and cry together, and it'll be fun. And it's for people from every walk of life that we've heard from on the show, whether activists or freethinkers or people from underground scenes, underground music scenes, adult scenes, hemp scenes, music freaks, miscellaneous, bizarre individuals, and what have you, as well as other people who work in nonprofits and have social work jobs. So, anybody can be heartbroken, anybody can go through this kind of shit, so it's going to be an everybody show. Even though it sounds more singular than most of my shows. So, Lord Jesus will be on hand to help. Let's see, I read a couple of video reviews, but there's stuff, at least two of them I talked about before, but I watched them again because I had to tape them for somebody. One was Patch Adams, which is very funny. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen anything for quite a while, actually.
Okay, so you're not going to help with the video reviews. But the Reverend has seen Patch Adams, which is an excellent nudist colony of the dead, which is extremely funny but hard to find. And from the early 80s, But about the early 70s, the CIA and Nixon administration-backed coup in Chile, in which your tax dollars backed the violent overthrow of a democratically elected lefty government elected in 1970, in a coup of 1973 that became one of the bloodiest military dictatorships of the entire 70s, which is quite an accomplishment. The movie is very good, and it's called Missing. And I wanted to give that a plug. There's more friends in the news. Lucera Firefox is active. She has a baby and all kinds of things going on, but she's back to doing her workshops and classes. And you can find her at the Yahoo groups. Her group is Sexy Mama. And she's doing two classes on flirting. And for the first time, she's doing classes in L.A. So, L.A. friends, you can see her at the Erotic University, which is also online at eroticuniversity.com. And again, Lucera is at Yahoo Groups. Her group is Sexy Mama. Two classes on flirting in L.A. And, okay, you're going to have to communicate with Jennifer Hunter if you want the excitement of a live appearance on this show. And if she acts like she does in her dom life, it's going to be a real trip for me, because I've never seen anything remotely close to those behaviors exhibited by her. And she might kill me for talking like this if she's tuned in tonight. But she's in Philadelphia, and she's like, I don't hear from these book burners. Are you really plugging my business? I say, oh, yes. So I don't really want you to do anything you would normally do. But those of you who get into the show through the links at Dr. Susan Block's website, or if you found me through the Dr. Susan Block show or anything from the adult entertainment world, and you are into whatever, and you are either going to or considering checking out a dom online, please do it now. Jennifer Hunter Consulting, or better yet, call. And you do get special treatment. I don't know what that means, but you do get special treatment. I guess you get smacked around more. I don't
Maybe
know how
coffee.
That works. Maybe you get coffee and a beating. I don't know how she operates. I don't really understand these things. I've only experimented in my private life. And that was just more silliness than... Oh, well. You get special treatment, whatever that means, if you say Reverend Bookburn sent me, by calling 215-627-JEN. 215-627-JENN, and say Reverend Bookburn sent me. And if you do it this week, you might get her on the show next Sunday. If not, more shit about Bush. It's your choice. You gotta work for it. You gotta help me here. If you want to get Jennifer Hunter on this show, and she is something else, well, you won't be able to see her anyway because it's radio, but it will be most entertaining and unforgettable. New article at narconews.com. Quote, we don't negotiate with terrorists, end quote. U.S. officials had brunch with Colombian paramilitaries last month. Again, we don't negotiate with terrorists. U.S. officials had brunch with the Colombian paramilitaries last month. If you want to read that, you can go to narconews.com. And that's great. That's Al Giordano's site. From the humor newspaper and website, The Onion. You have to look for it because it's a little old. Not a little old, but a couple of days old. From June 18th, General Tommy Franks quits Army to pursue solo bombing projects. And yeah, that's really funny. You got to read that for a good laugh. And if I hear more about this band, you will... hear about it on the show. And if I get any recordings from them, unless it truly sucks, I will play them on the air. It's a band today from Iraq. And I don't know how long they've been a band, and I know they get a lot of shit. They got a lot of shit from the previous government, and they're getting a lot of shit now from the Islamic fundamentalists, who are getting more emboldened with threatening cinemas and different kinds of places for being impure, kind of like the assholes who run the city government of Los Angeles. But there's an Iraqi band called Unknown to No One, and if we get anything by them, you will hear it here. But I did get information on that. If you like Jefferson Airplane, the 60s band, like the Reverend does, and Hot Tuna, which I didn't really like, or the punk band SVT, the bass player in all three was Jack Cassidy. And for the first time, there is a CD in just his name, Jack Cassidy's brand new Dream Factor. And if I get it, I'll play something from it if it's worth it. But that is out. Yes, Jefferson Airplane founding member Jack Cassidy, new release, Dream Factor.
I didn't mind Hot Tuna as much as SVT. It was SVT I didn't like.
Oh, they're good. the New Year song. They even did a Heartbroken song.
Oh, okay.
For the Heartbroken show.
You see, I'm usually not thinking in those kind of terms, though.
Okay. See, we're gonna give you a whole new angle.
Yeah, I guess.
To see Rick Santorum presents Animal Sex, go to ricksantorum.us. Speaking of American Christian Taliban types. Oh, I'm already sick of plugging everything. So that song, West Coast Pop Experimental Band, who did Suppose They Gave a War and No One Came, we did that for Cindy Wildflower, who is a very nice rainbow person, peace and love person. And she was one of the people, you may remember this, Lord Jesus, when, and this really happened, somebody asked if I prank stuff like this. I never make jokes about stuff like this. And I'm not like these asshole shock jocks from Infinity or Clear Channel, like, oh, I'm a normal dude and I just act like that on the air. This stuff is real stuff. But when somebody in the extended blood family of mine had a baby who died last June, Megan Bookburn, who died at 10 days of age, it was Cindy Wildflower and Lord Jesus and several others who were quick to be supportive, comforting, healing, all kinds of stuff, and so we played Cindy Wildflower's song, and she barely knew me at that time. And yet, she was absolutely wonderful. Diane Fornbacher, who got the birthday dedication, she's at Drug Policy Forum, Tri-State, dpfts.org. And hello, everybody, from that party last night that was quite unforgettable. And the Reverend met the husband of the medical marijuana recipient who just died. Cheryl Miller had muscular sclerosis and all the shit she and her husband went through because of the medical marijuana issue. And she recently died, I'm sorry to say, and her husband was at Diane's party, and hello to him. The Reverend sends peace and healing to you, as does Lord Jesus. Do you concur this?
Yes, of course.
Okay. And to the husband of Cheryl Miller, and really everybody else. It was an awesome time. And I want to say a thank you to Segway Products. Did you see George W. Numbnuts Bush fall off that Segway? Those kind of things. I don't know what to compare them to. They look like a big pogo stick or something. It's like a latest single-person riding thing. Well, that he fell off of that, and so we have to thank Segway Products for inventing the thing that W. Numbnuts fell off of earlier this week.
Thank you, thank you.
What a leader he is. I'm talked out. We'll deal with Dr. Susie later and her protests against the Hollywood Taliban. That was effective. They did organize and stop this. So for the millionth time, please don't let any negative person tell you that the world is unchangeable. It is changeable. People have fought under the worst of circumstances throughout time and changed things, dropped empires, and may change. And that just happened in Taliban-influenced Los Angeles. So, but at the same time, and this is how Lord Jesus kind of came into my life, at the same time, we need balance. You can neither be, in my view, a full-time escapist or partier or whatever, nor can you be a full-time hardcore activist and in any scene, free thinkers or political movements. There needs to be a balance. You need fulfillment. You need to be connected, not just with your friends and crushes, but you need the connectedness with humanity as a whole. And you need fulfillment and giving and making change, etc. But you also need you. You need fun. You need humor. You need music. You need sex. You need what have you.
You're into that healing show a little early, I see.
We're halfway doing the peace and healing show. That's the effect you have on me. And Lord Jesus was always my balancer.
I think this is the healing that most people need anyway, though. Not the broken heart healing. You know? That's the...
Like a general healing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. All right. And speaking of that, the Reverend's immediate broadcasting peer group, Radio Volta, was recently, if you've heard the last couple of shows, looted by the evil sexual partner of Satan, otherwise known as Sister Bay, who took a transmitter and all kinds of other shit because she's a thief too. And also there's miscellaneous other shit that, as a whole, we at Radio Volta are dealing with. And so, with love, I want to send another song dedication to Radio Volta in love and in healing and in cheering up and uplifting, because Lord Jesus and Reverend Bookburn want to be as supportive and uplifting as a Playtex bra. And we think this next song is just about the way to do it. It's from a Sesame Street record called Sesame Street Fever. And it's actually ex-BG Robin Gibb doing this one. This is... Well, it doesn't say I love trash. It just says trash. So, with love to Reverend Bookburn, that's me. With love to Radio Volta. Lord Jesus did this to my mind. And Diane Fornbecker.
I'm not done.
This is trash. Lord.
Sometimes it's lying on a beach, down an alley out of reach. Just trash, I love it. What other people throw away, I try to save for a rainy day. Just trash, I love it. You see, I wasn't born with much, except the sun and moon and such. So I handle it all carefully. Trash.
She's the one for me. She's a what's a babe? What's a babe? What's a babe? She's the one for me.
Okay, here's another one from the vaults of Lord Jesus.
Feeling my brains alive.
A mental masturbation.
Skin's falling down the drain.
I pretend I'm insane.
Say, hey, man, where's the light?
Smoke some more pot tonight. Popping on a pot pipe. 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 Popping on a pot pipe.
Maybe I'm just uptight.
Maybe you're just too stoned.
Another doobie, very soon we will be feeling scared. I want a mite puffing on a pot pipe.
Right.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioVolta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, June 22nd, 2003, at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com and 2 micro radio stations in Washington, 1 in Olympia and 1 in Seattle. Asshole of the Week is from Los Angeles, California, L.A. City Councilwoman Cindy Miskakowski. L.A. City Councilwoman Cindy Miskakowski is the person behind the proposed legislation that almost passed days ago that bans all physical contact between dancers and their customers, including hugging, shaking hands, and all tipping. The legislation would also require all dancers to remain at least 6 feet away from each other at all times. A big thank you to Dr. Susan Block, the Dark Lady, the employees of the Score Club, including the bouncers, for protesting this. And the protests were so timely, so well covered, and so undercovered, I'm not sure which it was, but there was enough action that sent this bill back to committee, so for now it's killed. It could come back up, but for now it is trashed. So you can check it out at Dr. Susan Block's website, drsusanblock.com, and then what's new? Dr. Susie protests the Hollywood Taliban, and you, L.A. City Councilwoman Cindy Miskakowski, you are Asshole of the Week. Don't those sounds get to you after a while? Like, you have to not hear it anymore.
Coffee.
All right, the coffee junkie is distracted. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, Lou Barlow did Puffin. The Digits did Sick of My Fix. Collins Kids did Whistle Bait. The Move did Brontosaurus. The Oblivions did The Leather. And started off with our dedication of love to everyone at Radio Volta. Very appropriate song from Sesame Street Fever. Trash. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight is the return of Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous.
No, I haven't.
It just now, Lord Jesus has just come here in West Philadelphia at the Radio Volta studio. Well, that's good for you. You did it silently, since I didn't hear anything.
No.
As you flipped
no,
through
haven't.
Papers.
I haven't, actually.
It's under your writing pad? Okay. Oh, from the Philadelphia Inquirer, that Pravda model tabloid of shit. We don't like the fact that so much comparison has been made between Bush and Hitler. The mustaches on Bush at the anti-war protests. The comparisons after Hitler, the rise of evil on TV, which of course showed that it was exactly the same as the propaganda machine of the Bush regime, the family values and Christian supremacy rhetoric and the save the nation and the fatherland security from the enemies and terrorists. But we don't like the comparisons. Well, what could be a better comparison? What could be a more realistic comparison? And for a website that deals just with the bullshit propaganda of one of the worst of the corporate media's offerings, the Philadelphia Inquirer, you can go to InkyWatch, I-N-K-Y, watch.org, InkyWatch.org. Who doesn't like the comparisons between Bush and Hitler, even though they seem like they're clones of each other? Great article by Arianna Huffington. And we have to get her on the show. Even if some of the shit will shock and offend her, maybe. Weapons of Mass Destruction, WMDs, and the Psychology of Fanaticism. Hey, Why Let the Facts Get in the Way of a Perfectly Good War? By Arianna Huffington. From AriannaOnline.com. Click on Visit AriannaOnline.com after the big promo for a new book, and then columns. What did I forget? Birth control information on emergency contraception, known as ECP, at backupyourbirthcontrol.com. And to see the birthday boy, Bill Baird, and even better, to send him a few bucks, even $5, and a birthday card. Bill Baird and Joni Scott, Pro-Choice League, ProChoiceLig.com. And, of course, the fantastic new issue of Heads Magazine, that includes the Circle Jerks interview, headsmagazine.com. I believe it's August, but apparently they publish too well and they forget what magazine, what month their magazine is coming out in. The cartoons of Ward Sutton, suttonimpactstudio.com. Click on Schlock and Roll. Really sick of plug-in right now. The erotic spoof of Star Wars by T.L. and Susie Wall. Lord Jesus, you will love this.
Seen it.
It's a porn version of Star Wars by the couple that the Reverend supports in fascist Missouri. It's by T.L. and Susie Wall. It's called Stop the
cast?
Wars. Three-person cast.
Wow.
And it's good, but he doesn't have a big laser gun like we speculated the last time.
That's some war.
Yeah, some war. Some weapon. That's at or to support them in their legal battles, or to check out their video line, videoalt.com. And, of course, don't miss VoteToImpeach.org to impeach that pretzel-eating, moronic, war criminal idiot who illegally became the occupant of the White House. Jello Biafra's new spoken word CD, Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands. Lord Jesus did this to my mind, and I am not talking right. Machine Gun in the Clown's Hands by Jello Biafra, and other spoken word and music releases that are incredible. AlternativeTentacles.com, and please remember to boycott the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys. Oh, Dr. Susie stuff. Her Hollywood Taliban protest is at drsusanblock.com. At What's New, her protest with the Score Club people. Her article, Sex, Lies, and Weapons of Mass Destruction, is at editorials. And then it's Terror 11 editorial. It's also at counterpunch.org. Her June 21st show, Summer Solstice Special, featured Stan Kent, Sin, Elvis Schoenberg's Orchestra Surreal, Alex DePoet, and Mistress Selena Minx. And I don't know what's on her next show, but it should be good. And to check out the band that opened for the West Memphis 3 benefit before the Rollins Band came on, Hell and Back and the Straight Razors, go to hellandback.net. And as soon as they can be heard, you will hear them on the show when that CD is done. Oh, another award, Lord Jesus. This week, the Osama Bin Laden Eric Rudolph Award goes to the Missouri Legislature, who passed legislation that shifts $5.1 million away from legitimate family planning organizations and into the hands of Taliban-influenced anti-abortion fake clinics known as pregnancy counseling centers and similar bullshit religious propaganda that has no place receiving a penny of tax money. So women who were going to plan their pregnancies or learn whether or not they were healthy enough to go through a pregnancy, pregnancy being 100 times more dangerous than an abortion in a safe and legal facility, we're going to shift the funds to fake clinics. So Missouri legislators, you are the recipients this week of the Osama bin Laden Eric Rudolph Award. Okay. Well, Lord Jesus, you brought with us hot sites on the internet, yes? Did you want to talk about that, or are you still freaking out because you don't have coffee?
Yeah, I don't really have any kind of lineup of hot sites. There are a lot of sites that are daily updated with pictures.
Like?
Hold on one second here.
See, people are like me.
I am not
they
the
need,
only.
They need paper, and they need to fumble through a lot of shit to get to the copy.
Oh, well, most of these sites are voyeur websites.
Okay.
You can find this one voyeur website at voyeurweb.com. That's voy.voyeurweb.com. You can find the other three sites all linked off of that site. And these are sites that are amateur. Some are a lot of women running sites of their own, paid sites. But all of this is free, and these pictures are updated daily, so you can get a daily ration of skin anyway.
Okay, and webcams are one of the things targeted by Ayatollah Ashcraft, the handler of his own snake in the Attorney General's office. So if you want to see webcams, do it while you can. Just like supporting independent media is necessary now while you can, because these people are going after these last frontiers of free expression. Now, is that webcam site Hear Me still up, or don't you know? HearMe.com.
I have no idea. I haven't visited any webcam sites. I've been good. I've been real good.
Okay.
Which is bad, but
webcamnow.com.
Yes, another one. Yes.
Okay.
That's free.
All right. Outside of porn, what's cool on the web? Like, I don't know, what's cool graphics or mind zappy stuff?
Oh, okay.
You always have great stuff to show me.
You know, I didn't bring any of the lists of any of this stuff. People can check out virtualohm.com, which works much better with drugs. Without it, seems to give you a headache. lots of loops, both sound wise and visual wise. It's a
What's the address again?
VirtualOM.com. That's VirtualOM.com.
Okay. Thank you. And anything musically or video-wise that you want to talk about? Or
you know, I'm kind of out of it with video. Like, the last thing I saw on video was, like, The Love God with Don Knotts. So that tells you how out of it I am.
Well, how is that?
That's a good movie. That's a decent movie.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for
yeah,
what's
totally
what's,
unprepared for
what's
this
very
segment.
Hot on the web. Shall we play a song? Let's play a song, and then we'll play a record, and then some more CDs.
That sounds good.
All right, you have more stuff on CD. I'm interpreting their response as a yes.
Oh,
so,
it's the stimulants, the lack of stimulants.
Lord Jesus has more CDs. First, to go play a record of the Reverend's. This is Nashville Pussy from the classic first album, Let Them Eat Pussy. And what the hell? This goes out to Satan's evil sexual partner, Sister Bay. This is Snake Eyes. Play.
Ah! won't you buy? Buy some garbage. Won't you buy? Buy some garbage. Won't you buy? Buy some garbage. Won't you buy? Buy some garbage.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the Deviants doing, oops. The Deviants doing Garbage. And before that, you heard Nashville Pussy doing Snake Eyes and You're Going Down. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show was called The Reverend Is In. Tonight was the return of Lord Jesus. And we're going to say goodbye to everyone from atheistnetwork.com in a couple minutes. Tonight at RadioVolta.org, the return of DJ Comet, who is back. Welcome back. So good to see you. And next week, either the first time appearance of Jennifer Hunter from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, and please call her if you want this friend of the Reverend and Dominatrix to appear on the show. Call her 215-627-JEN, 215-627-JENN. Otherwise, we'll just have a foreplay show for the Bush anti-war protest for the 4th of July, and check that out at defenestrator.org. The Reverend thanks for assistance, ideas, material, or otherwise inspiration to the show for everyone involved with the Rise Above tour and benefit at Philadelphia, the people to whom the show is dedicated tonight, Henry Rollins and Keith Morris. Thank you, Helen Wheels and the Straight Razors. Everyone at Radio Volta for enduring the crises perpetrated by Satan's sexual partner, Sister Bay. Ja Mama, Cindy Wildflower, Full Circle Records, Bill Baer, Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League, Jennifer Hunter, Amy from the Circle Jerks Friends Circle, Chicky LaRocca, Diane Fornbecker and all of her party guests last night, Ms. Terry, Dr. Susan Block, Kenny Amoeba, DJ Saya of Global Exposures, Dallas Blanchard, Art Q, and most of all to my live guest tonight, Lord Jesus. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org, and at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition. You can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Gonna close with a band called 50 Foot Hose. And this track is entitled, If Not This Time. Good night.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.